Good afternoon, everyone. I am so excited to be on our first call for Get Paid. It is Thursday, November 3rd, and I just want to dive right in. For those of you who have been on calls with me before, you know that I love to just dive into your questions, do some hot seat coaching, really help you get clarity around whatever it is that you are struggling with. So I just want to make a couple notes here first, and then I'll tell you guys how to get in the queue for your Q&A. So first thing is that I really want to congratulate everyone who is participating already, who is playing full out. It's so amazing. I keep seeing your posts with your declarations, and they seem so real. I don't even know what's true or not, which is amazing. That's exactly the point. I mean, I think Katie posted something yesterday, and I thought it was real, so I congratulated her on the live stream. So this is exactly the point of doing this exercise and doing it over and over again and being really consistent with it, because you will start to believe the things that you're putting out there. You will start to believe all of the things that you're writing down in your journal. You will start to believe these things that you thought were so far away are actually in your grasp. And so we're talking all about mindset and reprogramming your current iOS and upgrading that so that you do have this belief in you, that you're building a very strong foundation for your entrepreneur journey, for your business, and for who you really are going to become in this business as you grow, as you expand, as you make lots of money, right? So this is one of my absolute favorite things to talk about, but I do want to just make a note that you have to do what feels good for you, and you'll hear me say that throughout this entire program. The things that I'm giving you, the lessons that I'm teaching you, the strategies that I'm sharing with you, they're all things that have worked for me, have worked for my clients, they're proven to work. But if there is anything that you don't feel right about or that doesn't feel good for you, just know that you don't have to do it, right? So that is one of the things, especially when it comes to mindset. You don't have to do my mindset practice or someone else's mindset practice. You have to find something that really feels good for you, that doesn't feel like a chore, that lifts you up, that puts you in high spirits. That's really where the magic is going to happen. So if, you know, certain journaling or, you know, certain techniques don't really work for you, find the thing that actually does. And really the idea here is to make it consistent. I have so many people that will say, or, you know, I'll ask my clients, are you doing your daily mindset practice? And they'll kind of give me a half answer, yes, but I'm not doing it daily. So essentially, no, it's not, because it's not daily. So find the thing that really resonates with you, that makes you feel good, that puts you in high vibe, because you will want to do it daily, and that is the point. So I want to dive right into the questions. Looks like we have a lot of people on the line today, which is amazing. So we can do this three ways. So if you want to get on the phone with me and talk it out, you would just press *2, and that will put your name in the queue, and I'll just go down, you know, in the order that they come up. So that is *2 to actually get on the call with me. There is also a Q&A box here if you are on the webcast where you can type in your questions. And then I also just posted in the Facebook group a thread where you can put your questions in there if you're online, or maybe you're just listening in and you don't have access to the Q&A box here. So I kind of will go back and forth between the callers and the stuff that I see in the Q&A box. And so what I want to do today and every call is really focus on module 1. So I want to focus on, you know, that foundation for yourself. You know, if you're struggling or you have any hesitations with, you know, where you stand, how you're unique, any of that stuff, also along with the mindset stuff. So I really want to stick to that. If for some reason you ask a question that is maybe going to come up in a later module, I'll just let you know. But let's try to stick to what is in module 1 so that everyone can kind of be on the same page. All right, let me hop on over and see who is on the line today. All right, I'm going to go to, is this Pachi? Hello?
Hi, Jen.
Hi.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you perfectly.
Awesome. Hello. So, Jen, I have a question. My question is more about the standing out and the uniqueness.
Yep.
And I also want to say, in regards to the mindset, it has been so good just for the 2 days that we've been doing it or the day that we've been doing it. And I had this future ha moment. And part of it was that I had been treating like the mindset and all of that, like if it was something elusive and that the lack and what was happening was reality. And part of the moment that I had today is that it's actually the opposite. Since I can create whatever I want, the lack that I see or whatever it is that I don't have yet doesn't have to be my reality. That can be the thing that I let go of so that I can step into what I want. So thank you so much for
amazing
for all the material.
Love it.
Yeah. Cool. So my question is, like I said, about how can I stand out and my unique selling proposition. I work with new coaches, helping them set up their business, but my background is psychology, and I have worked with nonprofits actually helping people figure out what kind of employment they should go for. So all of that of like figuring out your purpose, your life, your dreams, and all of that is what I'm really passionate about. So when I'm standing online, sometimes I'm struggling with how can I stand out using what I have.
Okay, so tell me, you know, you're working with new coaches. What is like your specialty? Like what, you know, when they come to you, are you helping them like with the logistics of it, the technical side? Are you helping them figure out their niche? Like what are you actually helping them with when they come to you?
So my sweet spot, it's really helping them figure out the niche and helping them figure out who their ideal clients are, what the ideal clients are looking for, all of the like psychology behind their business.
I love it. And I think that will make you stand out. So instead of just saying, like, I'm a coach for new coaches, which there's so many of them, I would focus on that part and say, I'm going to help you figure out, you know, or get clarity on your ideal client. I'm going to help you get clarity on your niche because that's what's going to separate you from just being a general coach who can help these new people with anything, you know, because what you're going to do is you're going to end up attracting those people who are stuck. You know, I know and I tell this story all the time. When I first took B-School 3 years ago, that's where I got stuck. You know, I got really stuck on, like, my ideal client. I got really stuck on my niche. And so I didn't move forward because I didn't think that I could move forward without knowing that. So I think if you really hone in on that specific thing, that you'll attract a lot of people than being just general.
Awesome. And then my last question then with that is, in my case, I include like the spiritual side, so talking about like your God-given purpose and all of that, but I don't want to be offensive to people. And then you were saying in one of the audios that conflict actually create interest.
Yes.
How can I use that? They're talking about you have a calling, like you have something and you can use your business as that platform to reach more people.
I like what you just said. And so I'm curious about who you're going to offend.
Okay.
Like who would it be? People who aren't spiritual?
I don't. Right.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't even worry about that part because you're going to attract, you know, you're going to start to attract the spiritual coaches. You're going to start to attract the heart-centered people who are doing it for more than just the money, you know? So I would just also put that language in there. So maybe you're the coach who helps people find, who helps spiritual entrepreneurs or heart-centered entrepreneurs discover their niche, something like that.
Perfect. Awesome. Cool. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and I loved your post yesterday. So, like, yeah, totally just, you know, forget about the people that aren't going to like you because there are going to be people that don't like you, and this goes for everybody. Focus on the ones that you can serve and focus on the people who are going to fall in love with you.
So lead with my post and everything just with this, right?
Yeah, and so it's like what I said on the kickoff call. I don't know if you were on the kickoff call, but I said the example of the Starbucks, right? So obviously you can help people do more than just find the niche. You know, you're going to help them with other stuff, but you're going to lead with that because that's what's going to make you different than all of the other, you know, general business coaches.
Perfect. Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right, let's see. Who's next? I believe I have Miss Katie. Hello.
Hi.
How are you? Miss 100K.
Yes. Hi. Okay. So I have a question. I was writing out everything in the workbook, and I got stuck on the what's my non-negotiable? What's the hill I'm prepared to die on? If I stand for nothing, no one will stand for me. I don't know. I guess maybe I don't know exactly what that means or what that is for me.
So it could be, I say another way to look at this is like, what's your soapbox? So I know if you've participated in any of my previous challenges, like I like to use this one because it's like, what is that thing that you just want the world to know? Like, what is the thing that you stand for? Like for you, maybe it's that, you know, therapists deserve to make more money, you know, or they have to operate in a certain kind of way, or maybe it's that something that you teach or a way that you teach something, there's a specific way that it has to be done. So think about that. Okay. Like, and it could be anything, you know what I mean? It doesn't have to be specific to business, which is what I say all the time. It's just like, what's that one thing that, like, drives you? What's the thing that, like, if somebody said the opposite of, you would just, like, be like, no, you're wrong. You know what I mean? What's that thing that you would just fight to the death for?
So it could be like the same thing as what kind of creates controversy. Like one of the things that I talk about as a therapist is that we can totally call in, you know, making more money and charging our worth and not having to make our services accessible to everybody, that only the people that can afford us. And that tends to rile people up like that.
Oh,
so
totally.
It could be kind of that same thing.
Yeah, it can totally be the same thing. Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and that totally does rile people up, huh?
Especially therapists, there's like some weird money stuff around a lot of therapists. So when I start to talk about like what I charge for an individual client or how much I make for my groups, they either get really excited or they get kind of angry that I'm not making it something everyone can access. But there's a therapist for everyone, and I don't have to be everyone's therapist. And I go, yeah, my soapbox.
Exactly.
I go on it all the time.
Well, there you go. You just went off. You just did it.
Okay. Cool. All right, I got
awesome.
It.
Awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, let's go to, is it Jody? Maybe it's not Jody. It's coming up, Jody. From Clearwater, Florida. Hello? Maybe it has the wrong name. Hello?
Hey, hold on. Sorry. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I was going to say, I hear you. Yes.
Okay, it's Teresa. Sorry, I know.
Okay.
Jody. I don't know why. And then I was like, Jody. And then I'm like, wait a minute, that's me. And then I had my thing in because I'm on a walk. My bad. Anyway, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. Okay, so can you hear me because I'm like outside on a walk? So
yeah.
I know that there's
wind.
And sorry if I'm like breathing heavily. I have followed you for some time, and I'm super stoked about you, so congratulations. So the soapbox thing, I'm like listening to everybody before. I feel like, and I don't know what kind of question this is, but there's a question in there. I feel like I know sort of what I want to do, but I don't have a specific, like, almost like tagline, if you think of it like that, right?
Okay.
So like my soapbox is basically what really riles me up is when somebody says that a woman can't do something. Or like what really pisses me off is like when somebody says you like do something like a girl, and I'm like, that's right, like I do this like a girl, and it's so badass and it's so awesome. I really like want women to value themselves. I really want women to see what they're capable of, to stop doubting themselves, to stop, you know, like thinking that they're less than or not worthy. So I just changed my business name, but I'm still not sure exactly like what kind of coach I am or like what exactly my tagline, I guess, would be.
Okay,
so
tell me
the name of my
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, tell me the name and then tell me what you actually do for people.
Okay. So I guess that's another kind of separate thing is, so right now I'm doing wellness consulting and coaching for a college in Florida. So what I'm doing right now is not what I want to be doing, but what I'm doing right now is awesome because it's really opening my eyes up to how much women like, you know, something I ask them as our first thing is, what are your strengths? it would literally be like asking them the most outrageous question. I mean, these women just they cannot tell me their strengths. It's like so hard for them to be like, you know, I'm a strong woman, or, you know, they don't value themselves. And I'm running into this a huge amount, and I'm running into that they're not making themselves a priority, right? So I know I want to do something with mindset. Okay, that being said, so that's what I'm doing right now. That's not what I want to be doing, because I want to be working from home and running my own coaching business, like, from home, not having to come into a place. But I just changed the name of my business to She Finds Her Superpower. So what I really want is, like, I want women to stop looking at this script that they were given, and I want them to start rewriting their own script and going, this is who I am. Not this is who I told, you know, been told who I am. That's why I think, like, that soapbox thing about being told you're a girl, so you're only able to do certain things, like, gets me so riled up, because I want women to know, like, no, you're capable. I mean, literally, like, I just gave birth a year ago. Like, if I can do that, I can do anything, right? Like, if our bodies are capable of that, I mean, seriously. But so anyway, I don't even know if I'm asking, like, a precise question, or, like, I feel like it's on the tip of my tongue, but I feel like I haven't really, like, funneled it into a specific. Does that make sense, or am I just, like, rambling at this point?
No, it makes sense, and you're a little bit rambling, but the rambling is good because it helps you get clarity. As you're, you know, saying it and as you're, like, talking it out, that's, like, where you're going to get the clarity. The other place you're going to get the clarity is through action. So actually getting people on the phone, whether it's just the, you know, anybody, somebody in the group doing, like, a free 30-minute session, like, actually getting people on the phone and seeing, like, what you're good at, right? So I love the name of the company.
Thank you.
And I think that also pretty clearly says what you do. You help people with
their strengths. What is that? What do I do? What kind of coach would you, like? I think
so
maybe
here's
I'm getting
my,
hung up
here's
on
my
that
take.
Coach thing.
Yeah, here's my take on the title thing. The title doesn't matter. What you do for people matters. So
okay.
On your website, instead of saying, you know, Teresa, you know, blah, 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 coach, like, I'd rather have you say, hey, I'm Teresa. I help you find your superpower, or I help you find your strength. Like, what you actually do for people is more important than the title. For me,
okay.
I change my title all the time. I change
okay.
my title depending on who I talk to, because certain people aren't going to understand that, you know, especially if you're used to, like, the corporate world and the quote-unquote real world. Like, if you tell people, hey, I'm a mindset coach, they're going to be like, what?
Exactly.
You know, like,
that's what
they're
like,
not going to understand.
I'm a mindset coach, and I was like, that doesn't even make sense.
That's,
like,
confusing. It doesn't make
any
sense.
And I know what that means.
Right?
Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, yeah, I would, you know, don't worry about the title. I feel like it will come to you, or somebody
okay.
will give it to you. So, like, with my title, like, I say now I'm a visibility strategist, which I'm way more than that, but that's a name that was actually given to me. People started saying to me, like, you're so visible, you're everywhere, and so that's where that came from. I didn't make that up. So I feel
okay.
like the more you do, the more people you talk to, the more you coach, that's going to come. Don't get stuck on that. You already know what you
okay.
do. Focus on what you do for people.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, let's see who else. Let's go to, I'm not sure who it is. It says Newcastle, Wyoming.
Hey.
Hello. Hi.
Hello. Hey.
Yeah.
This is Jenny Peterson. So how's
oh.
it going?
Good, yeah, it said something Colbrand, so I was like,
oh,
that name doesn't sound familiar.
Oh, yeah, no, it's that's just my maiden name, so, but yeah.
It's Jenny,
so,
okay, perfect.
Oh, just Jenny. okay, so I am, like, I don't know what makes me different from everyone else. So
okay.
I guess that's kind of what I would like some clarity on, is, like, I don't know, like, why am I the one that's going to help these people?
Okay, so let's go. I'm going to ask you the same question I've been asking people, everyone so far.
Okay.
What do you do for people? And who do you do it for?
Okay, I'm a life and business coach for, like, super mom entrepreneurs. And so what I, like, absolutely love to do is help And not necessarily just moms, that just seems to be like my lingo and who I talk to, but just like empowering and motivating women to like have it all, you know, like the happy family, the kick-ass business, and, you know, the time and energy to enjoy it. So, yeah.
So if I were to hire you, what would my end result be? What would be the result of me working with you?
You would have an awesome business. So I guess mainly like what I do is business coaching. So I think, I don't know. Most of my clients are just, they're business owners. And so they grow their business. So I do like target market and like the weekly accountability.
So are you selling, as a coach, are you selling more of the support and accountability, or is there something specific that you do to help them grow their business?
I think that support and accountability is like a big piece of it, but I guess I don't know how to sell that.
So what is your superpower? What do normally, like when you hire or when people hire you or even friends say, like, you're really good at this, Jenny?
Yeah. I think most of the people like hire me because of my personality and like, I don't know, like the energy that I bring to it. So like, I love helping people to find fun, creative ways to grow their business, not just like the boring, you know, super structured approach, but more like fun and adding their personality into it. Just making business fun and kind of out of the box thinking.
Did we talk about this before? Or was it somebody else in the group?
I think it was somebody else.
Oh, okay, because I was going to say that makes you unique.
Yeah.
Right? Having a fun approach to business as opposed to, like, this, you know, rigid, like, you have to do this, and you have to do this, and you have to hustle, and you have to work your butt off.
Mm-hmm.
So I would encourage you, though, to find more. I feel like, you know, you're a little bit unclear on how you actually help people. So think about, you know, if you have had past clients or even if you've done any pro bono work, be like, how did I actually help this person? Did I help them with their marketing? You mentioned something about target market. Is that what you're really good at, helping them figure out who their ideal client is? You know, is it mindset? Is it business model? So think about what the things that you actually do for people. I mean, clearly you give them support and accountability. As a coach, we all do that. So that definitely isn't going to make you stand out, right? So what is it? The other part of it, too, when it comes to standing out, like I know you mentioned your personality, right? So, of course, that's definitely going to be one of the things that stands out for people. You know, somebody might choose you over somebody else because they just like you more. But is there anything also in your story, or is there anything in your journey to get here that people can really relate to? So for me, you know, a lot of people relate to the fact that I'm an introvert. People relate to the fact that I'm a single mom. So you can also, you know, bring the unique element in with like who you are, but be a little bit more specific about the actual like thing that got you there, as opposed to just saying it's my personality.
Right.
Make sense?
Yeah. And I think that's where, like, I don't know, because I haven't really like struggled. Like, I think things like come pretty easy to me. So it sucks. I wish my story was worse.
And it doesn't have to be a struggle. I think that's a misconception for a lot of people. You know, I mean, just because I'm an introvert doesn't mean that I struggle with being an introvert. It just means that people relate to me because I'm not the person that's going to be, you know, going to events and like just going up to people, you know, like most people just say, hey, just go talk to this person, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have our own little strengths and things like that. So people get it and they relate to me. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a struggle. Maybe it's something that you do as a mother or a wife, or maybe it's some other like event that just happened in your life that molded you to who you are, that's going to make you relatable to people.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
So, yeah, but I would definitely encourage you to go back to, you know, who you've worked with before, even if you want to just ask them, you know.
Okay.
But just think about, you know, what did I actually do for this person? Like, yes, I held space for them. Yes, I held them accountable, but how did I actually help them grow their business? How did I actually help them move their business forward?
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Cool.
I'll just reach out.
Yeah, you got a little bit more work to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Cool.
All righty. You're welcome. All right, let's see who's next. All right, I'm going to Carrie. Hi.
Hey, Jen. How are you?
How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for your feedback on my question. So I actually have like two questions, but they kind of relate. So before you have to answer again, I'll tell you what I do for people or ask it again. So I help heart-centered creative entrepreneurs reprogram their brain for success and feel enough and take inspired action to get the income and clients and fulfillment they desire, which I guess at the base level, it's so much rooted in mindset, and we kind of look at the overarching business clarity together as opposed to like the marketing funnels and all that kind of stuff. So really what I do is help them kind of lean into their intuition and reprogram limiting beliefs and kind of get their mindset rooted in the foundation piece before they can really just like run with like the strategy pieces. And so the thing for me that I'm trying to, two things I'm trying to get my head around is it's not very like, it's more like case by case. So sometimes I get tripped up in the like, but what am I actually giving them? Like I'm not giving them modules or I'm not giving them whatever, and it's individual. So sometimes I get stuck in the like, their results are that they have a success mindset and a growth mindset and they're available to keep growing. But then I'm like, wait, what am I actually giving them? I don't know. And I don't know that that even matters. Does that make sense?
So how many how are you working with clients now? And if so, like how many clients have you worked with?
I am working with clients now. I just wrapped up my sixth client, and I have two more right now coming in. Those are paid clients.
Okay, so I would encourage you, same as Jenny, to like – you're going to start to see patterns, like the more that you work with people, even though you think like it's always, you know, a case by case thing. You're always meeting your clients where they're at, but you should start to see patterns and notice like the same thing keeps coming up for my clients, you know, or.
And that's what I am seeing.
Yeah.
Right. So I bring them through the same kind of, you know, like system, I guess, like from start to finish, it's pretty much the same. But I sometimes think I make it harder for myself by thinking I need it to be more than that.
Probably.
You know what I mean?
We tend to overthink things and we tend to think that it has to be difficult in order for people to pay us. Or it has to be difficult
for
us in order for people
really
to pay us.
Good at, totally. I'm definitely really good at making it hard instead of letting it be easy. So that's like where I have to work on it. And so the other piece that I got tripped up on was, what is my kryptonite? Like what makes me reachable, relatable? And I think part of that is like, actually through this work, I was discovering how big the piece is that I want moms to get, that they can have a business and a successful family too. It's not either or. So I think part of that for me is the single mom piece too, but then I don't know, I guess I'm just stuck on the kryptonite and how that plays a piece in where does that fit?
Actually, like what you just said about the, you know, the, instead of the or mentality, right? Like I can't be a good mom and a business owner. It has to be one or the other. I like that angle.
Right.
You know, the kind of like having it all. Like, you can have it all. You can be both. You can be everything. You can be, like, who was saying, the superwoman earlier.
Right.
Yeah. But when I was talking about the kryptonite, I feel like that's more not in your brain, like, business as a whole, but you. So, like, what's that thing? So, for me, it's like, I'll give the example again. So, I am a visibility expert. I help people with visibility. However, I'm an introvert. So, they're kind of, like, very opposite things, right?
Right.
So, think about something like that. So, if maybe, even for you, like, maybe it's something that has to do with, like, mindset. Since you're helping people with mindset, like, what is like, your kryptonite? What's that thing that is like, oh, this kind of gets me?
Yeah, I think part of that is, like, is the worthiness piece. And the like, I think that's why it's so important to me to be, like, this is why we have to kind of own this and know that it's okay to take care of ourselves. Because when we don't, we can't take care of others.
It could even be, if you've experienced, like, burnout or, you know, anything like that, it could be that, you know, that point in time for you where you were like, okay, things have to shift, and this is why now I'm so passionate about this.
Yeah, kind of like right before I said yes to this program.
Yeah.
All right, that's
so
super helpful.
And that, like, maybe it's, like you said, for you, like, maybe just, like, some doubts or hesitations that you have, or maybe you're really cautious when you do something, you know?
Right. Yeah, no, that's great. That's really helpful. And I think for me, with the hidden weakness, I guess I'm wondering where that plays into, like, is it just to draw on that for relatability?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not like you have
okay.
to use that in your thing. It's just really for you to, like, be like, you know, like, what's
get
that
clarity
thing?
On it, yeah.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
I'm just helping people with mindset, but, you know, I doubt myself a lot, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Okay, great. That's super helpful. Awesome. Thank you.
Cool. You're welcome. All right. Who's next? Miss Erica. Hello.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Yeah, so I was hoping to get some help on my conflict or controversy. So my clients are typically people in their 20s, but especially bloggers who want to transition from being a blogger to being a service-based entrepreneur. So my controversy or conflict that I was thinking of using was that there's basically a better and faster way to make money working less than all the brand deals that you're struggling to get, and all the self-study courses about making a living off of, like, teaching other people to blog and run a business. So it's kind of the same thing of, like, coaches coaching coaches to become coaches. There's a lot of bloggers blogging to show others how to blog, basically, and that's not what my clients want to do. And it also ties into my personal story. So before I invested in coaching, because I kept telling myself that it was too expensive, I calculated last night, and I actually spent $16,800 on courses, and I made $4,625 in return. But when I started coaching, I spent in total $23,000, and I've made well over $65,000 this year. So it's made all the difference because it was customized and tailored advice versus, like, lowest common denominator, basically.
Yeah.
So I was thinking of using that as my conflict.
Yeah, no, I like that. I like that the angle, right? It's like we can look at something and be like, oh, I'm just going to do the cheap route, right? Because it's cheaper. It's easier to say yes to, but maybe it's even like one of the things I talk about all the time is like making powerful investments or powerful decisions. So that could be it for you. You know, instead of doing what all the other bloggers do, take this shortcut.
Yeah, exactly, because you're basically taking the long route if you do the self-study courses that don't come with one-to-one help or really aren't tailored, especially because I tend to work with people who were lifestyle bloggers, so they do stuff around brand identity or social media management, so they're not getting the best value out of the courses that they're taking on, like, how to take a signature course or how to create a signature course because their audiences aren't primed. for that, but they can build a new audience and do it a lot faster with working with me.
I love it.
Perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome. Congratulations.
Thanks.
All righty. Who's next? I think I have a question in the Q&A box. I'll go to that real quick. And I think I see your hand raised, too. This is from Jen Blanchard. She says, I'm super multi-passionate. I'm really good at a lot of stuff, and I'm at the point in my business where I'm wanting to do more than just story coaching, but where I'm getting stuck is how the hell can I be and do all things I want to do without confusing people? Because all the different things I want to do are similar but have different target audiences. So how do I do it all one-on, one site, one brand? Okay, Jen, I'm going to I thought I saw you. Yes, okay. I'm unmuting you. Hey.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. Sorry, I put it in the question box and I was like, yeah, she's probably going to have follow-up, so I should probably just call in.
I'm like, hey, John Nealon. I remember that's you.
I know. Every single time, it never changes.
That's okay. All right. I know it's you now. So can you, because I know you posted something the other day where you got clarity around, you know, this whole, like, quote-unquote business coaching thing and all that stuff. So I have multiple different target markets. How different are your target markets and how many? Like, are you talking two things or are you talking, like, 10 things?
Well, so that's the thing. I don't really know yet because the bigger vision that I have for my business is that eventually it will mostly run itself and that I can just do, like, high-level coaching. And other than that, just do things like workshops and run my membership site, but not have to, like, do other stuff that I'm doing now, like editing and coaching. And not that I don't like it. I enjoy it. But my problem is I want to write more books, and I just don't have the time for that with all the other stuff that I do. So I don't know. But then I've been taking on different things because I've been interested in them. And it's like, I guess I thought I wanted to do story coaching. That a few years ago, that was the only thing I could see myself doing. But now that I've done so much of it, I'm kind of burned out. So, and the other thing is that it stops me from working on my own fiction because I have to work on everybody else's so much that it just sort of gets me to a point where it's like, I don't even want to think about another story. So that's a problem because I know at the end of the day, I'm here to be a novelist. Like, out of anything else that I'm doing, that's one of the things that I know I'm supposed to be doing. So I've been doing, like, working with people who want to self-publish, so, like, helping them through the process. I've been doing editing. I've been writing, like, articles and stuff. Well, I sort of just do that as a side thing for people who I've already worked with. But then there's still story coaching. What I've done recently is moved into email coaching. So I'm now trying not to get on the phone with people as much as possible and actually doing coaching through email, which has been insanely effective. Like, people have loved it so far. And I just sort of did a beta run, but it's been really good. So, but there's obviously a different target audience for that versus someone who wants phone calls versus someone who wants help with self-publishing. So it's just like, I don't know, I just have all this stuff going on, and I love all of it at different levels, but I'm not really sure how to handle it all.
Well, do you feel like there's still an umbrella thing that you do for everyone? And then, like, because, like, the difference between, like, somebody who wants one-on-one or high-end coaching or wants email coaching, it still can be the same target market.
Okay.
Right? So, I mean, the way I'm looking at it, and I don't have all your categories correct, but maybe on your website you have, like, three different boxes or two different boxes that says, like, you know, I want to write a book, right? And that's, like, one target market. One says, I wrote a book, like, how the heck do I get it published? You know, or I want to publish a book that I've already written. And then you have, like, another category that's, like, the third one would be, but you just kind of have it separate, so that way when people come to your site, you can automatically segment them and give them different offers based on where they're at in their journey. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, so I would have to sort of think about what my overarching categories are. Because I was
right.
Really stuck on this. I want to go back through the workbook for this week because I felt like I couldn't figure out what made me unique, because I feel like I just do so much stuff that it's hard to put it into, like, words. And that, I mean, maybe that's what makes me unique, is that I have a million different things that I'm really good at, like, just in general. But
I
then at the same time, I feel like
what makes you unique is that you've done it, you know? Like, you've written the books and you've published the books and you've been a bestseller. Like, I think that could be another, you know, that's your angle.
Is that I live it.
Yeah.
I thought about that, actually. That I wondered, because I was like,
even the multi-passionate, that's been coming up for you for a long time, you know, even that multi-passionate, like, hey, I'm multi-passionate. I like to do a lot of things. You know, I've accomplished a lot of things. I've experienced a lot of things. That all makes you unique.
And my audience, I actually just surveyed them recently, and almost every single person who responded said they were multi-passionate. So I feel like that's definitely a common trait for my people, is that they want to do so many different things.
Call them out on your website. Call them out on your marketing. Hey, multi-passionate novelist, or hey, multi-passionate entrepreneur. Because then that's going to be a reliability factor for you. Because it's going to be somebody who's the same, who's like, oh, my God, I have all these ideas. I can do everything. I can do a lot. How do I hone it in? And maybe your angle is like, you don't have to.
Yeah, because I definitely don't believe you have to. I just trying to figure out how to make it work as one brand as opposed to multiple, having to have multiple brands to do stuff.
Well, the brand is you.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And that's sort of where I'm struggling, because that's like, I don't know, I guess the unique factor and like the, I forgot what the AVP stands for, but like that thing, the value proposition, like, I don't know, I feel like it's just muddy because of the fact that I do so much stuff.
But again, this could also be like what I was saying before. It doesn't necessarily have to be like what you do for people. It could also be like you, like who you are, you know? That could be the thing that.
So it's sort of like me. So my marketing would be then like, I'm a multi-passionate author / entrepreneur who doesn't believe you have to just pick one thing, and I'm going to show you. The idea is that I lead from the trenches. That's what I always tell my people in my group. I lead from the trenches. Like, I will not do things that I have. I won't show you how to do things I haven't done. I'm not going to tell you to do things I haven't done. And every day of my life, I live the life of a professional writer. And so, like, that's what my membership site's about. It's for people who want to be, like, want to step into the identity of the writer and author that they want to be, basically. That's what I feel like I help people do, but I don't think you can say it like that and have them be like, oh, I need that. So
what's coming up for me is you don't follow the rules. And you don't believe that somebody has to follow the rules in order to be successful.
No, I'm definitely a rule breaker.
So there's your angle, right? Because everybody else is like, oh, you have to do it this way. You have to have this proven system. You have to have this whatever, right? And you're like, no, you don't. Throwing it all out the window. You can be successful. You can be a best-selling author. You can be a six-figure business owner without following any rules.
Yeah, that's kind of true, because not that I don't follow anything, but, yeah, I kind of just do everything my own way, which doesn't mean it works every time,
But you feel good, right?
Yeah, I mean, most of the time, yeah. I don't feel very good when it doesn't work, but, I mean, I think most of that mindset than anything else, probably.
That is part of it, though, right?
Yeah, totally. Okay, so this is good, because I didn't really even think about that. Like, yeah, I need to play up that multi-passionate, break the rules kind of angle, because that's my brand. My brand is badass. Like, yeah, I'm badass writers. Like, that's how I see it. So, good. Okay, awesome. So I'm actually going to go back through the recordings again and try to, like, go back through the workbook and just, like, see how to put this.
Cool. Yeah, and don't overthink it. And that's for everybody.
Yeah, you know? I think I do that way too much.
Yeah, I mean, people are going to like you for you and just go with what you're passionate about and what feels good, and that's what's going to bring you the money.
All right, I will do that.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, let's see if I have any more questions here. Ooh. Okay. I have Rachel that says, first time using this platform, raise your hand, *2 to raise your hand. And let me see if I can find you, actually. sure what she wants. All right, I'm going to Emily. Hello? Hello? Emily?
Dang it, sorry, I did it again, sorry. I'm here, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I went and picked up my son from school, and so I put you on mute just in case I was in there when you answer. You guys, it's raining, so we can't get the park. So just in case I was in there, I didn't want the little kids screaming when I answered them. So mine is, it's kind of funny because I feel like I'm listening to myself on the phone for the last 20 minutes. It's kind of the same as everyone else's. So I'll do like Carrie, and I'll tell you what I have, what I say I do, and where I'm just struggling on attracting the right people, I guess. Because what I say I do is I say that I'm a life and success coach who helps women find harmony so they can, and helps women to find harmony and channel their inner unapologetic badass so they can crush their goals and do the things that they want to do without sacrificing what's important to them. So that's like in a nutshell what I say I do. But what I'm attracting because I tell my story are people who are going through what I went through, I guess. And I don't really know that the, and I shouldn't judge myself, but I'm going to, that they're the right, because the price point I want to charge is not something that the people I'm attracting can pay. So I'm obviously, my message is getting to the wrong people somehow. So I'm trying to find clarity in how do I get my message across to the right people.
So two things I want you to do. Two things I want you to do are, number one, when you're doing your journaling, I want you to be specific about who you want to serve. So
okay.
Someone who
and
is
that might
ready
be where I'm. I don't even know who that is. Like I know if you tell me like what, like if I, when you do the whole, what do I stand for? What do I not stand for? I can do that. When I do the why am I good at this? I can do that. Like, why should you hire me? Because I've been through this shit, because I've done it all. You know, because my ideal client, I don't know how to, like, I don't know how to say who it is. My story is similar, you know, similar. I was a single mom who walked away from a 15-year relationship. My ex-husband is an addict. And I didn't, I never had a, oh, woe is me moment. I never came out, like, I never felt like I was a victim of my circumstance. I knew I made the decision going in, and I knew what decisions I was making coming out. And that's kind of where my life coaching comes from, is the fact that, and everybody always, they always said to me, oh, my gosh, I'm like, you don't even seem fazed by any of this. And I'm like, I'm not. It was my decision, and it's my decision again. And that's what I want to help people with, is, you know, you are only a victim of your story if you let yourself be a victim of your story, and how to stand up for themselves and be who they are without, and be the badass that they are without, I don't know, who is your ideal client? I don't know. And the clients I have are a big mix.
Okay, so who do you, how do you help people? Because you told me something, but it did sound pretty... It sounded very, like, not specific at all. So that's probably why you're not bringing people in.
Right.
Like, if you live your best life, like, that's very generic. What do you actually help them with?
You know, in the clients that I have, if you were to ask me that, it's just so they don't need me anymore. I, you know what I mean? I was like, so that's pretty general, too. It's like, okay, great. They come, the clients that I work with, so I'm just basing off of who I have right now, they came to me because they were in some situation or they're in a life, like a big life change, oh my God, situation where they were in a panic. And I, like, basically, I helped them find calm in the chaos and not panic and you're going to get through this. And then at the same time, not let, like I said, let them become a victim of their story. So, like, I have one client, she's a same situation as I was in, single mom, three kids, her husband's an alcoholic. She's walking away, starting her own business. And we have the conversations of, like, she's like, well, I wasn't supposed to be like this. And I'm like, well, it is. And of course it wasn't supposed to be. Nobody plans this. You know, so in the end, she's done with me. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I don't know how to say it.
Yeah, I think that part of your business or part of what you do may just be more of a, like a motivational or an educational aspect of like, what do I do when I'm in this situation?
Right.
And there's going to be people that want to follow you for that. But like the people that are actually going to pay you, what are they going to pay you for?
Right.
You know, and it does, you know, if they're going to be your ideal client, number one, they're not your ideal client if they can't pay you. The other thing is they have to need you, right? They have to need you for more than just a couple quote unquote therapy sessions.
No. Like these, like the one of, if they're like 3-6 months, because it doesn't take, it's going to take 3-6 months at least. Because we all know, like, you can, maybe, and I do offer those services where it's like, I just need to talk it out for an hour. And I do have that service, and I do that. And I have really, like, and they come back again and again. But it's like, oh, and I had one client, and it was a guy, which is so funny because I don't even cater to men whatsoever. But he was, my wife and I got in a huge fight. I can't get to my therapist for 3 weeks. I need to talk to you. Okay. And that was it. Like, we talked for an hour, and then he went back to us. But that was, and he's not my ideal client, but he found me, and my story resonated with him, and it was what it was. So, I mean, and I wanted triple my rates, and he could have. But the current clients I have would not be able to afford more than what they're paying now. So that's
what
where
is that
I am
if you don't
now.
Asking.
I charge $125 an hour now. And it's, I say an hour, but that's not really an hour. It's just what my baseline is. Like when I figure out my numbers, that's what it is.
Gotcha.
So, and I do it in 3 month sessions. Yeah. So like when I say an hour, it's not really actually an hour, but when I transitioned from health coaching to life coaching, I kept my rates the same and essentially kept the packages for the most part the same because it was already set.
Okay. Well, that module two is when we dive deeper into your target market and the bigger picture, and then we also will dive into, like, your packages and developing those.
Sure.
We'll dive into that in the next module. Yeah, because they're definitely – to be some clarity around that because they have to be able to afford you.
Right. But at the same time, I want higher level. So it's like,
Totally.
So,
and another exercise you can do in the meantime is one of the things that I gave to Samuel on the kickoff call was, you know, if there's like maybe a couple different things that you want to help people with, like actually talk to people in those things. Like maybe there's two different ways that you can help people or two different ideal clients. Like actually talk to people in those two different categories and see which one you feel like you can build your business on.
I'm kind of drawing a blank. I wouldn't even know who that would be outside of who I'm already working with. And that's where I'm kind of stuck.
Yeah, so I go back to your strengths as well, which we dive into next week. So, like, what do you actually help people with? Right? So just start thinking about that and journal around that. Like, what do you actually help people with? If I gave you money, right, to coach me, what am I going to walk away with in 3 months?
Right.
And how do you actually help me achieve that? Because that's what you're going to be – that's what you're going to need to, like, do everything else, right, to do the marketing, to do – all of the other stuff that we're going to do in the upcoming modules, like, you need to know that.
But I guess, like, if I were to answer, I would say I help people get out of their own way.
Okay.
And I call them on their bullshit when they need to. But is that a...
It's a little bit general, but it's a good start. I would journal some more around that.
I'm like, that's not...
Even, like, I was telling the other caller, like, ask people that you've already worked with, friends, family, people who know you, like, what's that thing that you're really good at? What is that thing that you really...
Calling
people
on their bullshit.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the calling people.
And what does that do?
I don't know. Because, like, I've had people tell me that several times. They're like, you're just really good at calling it out when it needs to be called out. I'm like, that's what I'm supposed to do.
Okay. Why? You know? So what does that do? Why? I always say, like, act like you're a 5-year-old. Right?
Okay.
Give me an answer. It's like, why? You give me another answer. Why? Like, keep going until you can get the core of what it is that you actually do and why it's effective.
Okay. I'll just sit on that for a second. Okay, cool. All right. Thank you.
Cool. You're welcome. All right. I'm going to go to Rachel. I know you only have a couple minutes. Hello? Hey.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hi, yes, I can.
Hi there. How are you, Jen?
I'm good. How are you, my dear?
Good, good. I'm excited to be here. The other calls have been so insightful. And I think I'm in a unique position because I have both a product and a service, and most of my energy has been on my product, ironically, ever since OMG. And so now I'm like recalibrating how, as I launch this product, how I can become more visible about who I am and what I offer and the services that would be an add-on bonus to the product. So just to kind of back it up for just a reminder, I started a product, that card game called Spark for Humanity, and the spirit of it is really to be a vehicle for people to unplug and to plug into their communities. That's like a new tagline I'm trying on for size to ignite a shift in their community, to slow down and to talk about what really matters. And so it's a tool, it's an activity, it's fun. It provides a space for depth of conversation. And it complements what I do so well, because as a coach and as a facilitator, I support visionary leaders specifically who really value diversity for real, right? Like work with multiple perspectives, work with teams, and they lead teams and they want to ignite a shift in their teams. And so because I have a background in facilitating and I've studied and researched team dynamics and strengthening relational trust and building capacity of other adults, I'm trying to figure out how I can spotlight I'm not really good at promoting myself. And so I'm trying to figure out, as I get ready for this promo, when I'm thinking about releasing this blog, I'm trying to figure out who am I? What is my brand? What would you say that I am, other than like coach and facilitator sound boring, right?
No, I mean, I think you can still, because do you feel like it's going to be two separate things, or it's going to be like things to get like together, the product and the service?
Well, that's what I'm exploring. So there'll be three different tiers. So you can buy the product on my website, and just, if you just want the product to play with your team or group, it's all good, but there are going to be three or four different tiers of like the spirit of this. It's more than a game. It's meant to shift a lifestyle, right? It's meant to kind of change the way you think about being in community. And so for leaders who host retreats and host gatherings and want something beyond like the cheesy icebreaker that's offered online, this is a great tool that works. You know, it's an hour, it takes about 45 minutes to an hour to play, and it drops people into a different place. And it's a more efficient community builder for leaders who have a fast pace and like don't have time to really think through how to like really the nuances of designing a retreat, right? And so my goal is to support, I love supporting leaders who really, who want both partnership coaching and then hands-on support with designing and facilitating longer engagements for teams, right? So it could be a 1-day, 2-day, week long, but ultimately there'll be tiers of offerings. Does that make sense?
I love it. I think it's amazing.
Yay.
What do you need? Where do you need the clarity? Are you just like talking it out, or do you have like an actual question? I think you're pretty darn clear.
You think so?
Yeah.
Then would you say that how would you describe me? I know I'm so excited about the product, but how would you describe
me? Yeah, I mean, I would call you, like, if you were to give yourself a title, like, you know, founder and facilitator, something like that, like, what did I say about myself? Like, I would say I'm, like, the mastermind behind Million Dollar Mommy. So, like, I would just say, like, you're literally, like, the brains behind the game, right? Behind this movement. So
okay.
I wouldn't get stuck on the title like I was telling the other girl, but I feel like what you do and what you're going to offer, you're very clear on.
Mm-hmm.
So don't make it complicated, because
okay.
I feel like you're...
Okay,
but yeah, and
nice.
You can just even say, like, I'm the founder of Spark for Humanity.
Okay,
you
right
know?
On.
So
and if I were...
Founder, right, as the founder, clearly you're going to be able to help people facilitate these events and do all this stuff with their community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what I would do too is, like, I would try to find, you know, just for like your own peace of mind or just to help you out a little bit, find somebody else who like has a product, right? And see like how they market themselves or if they do, you know, what kind of services they offer, just to kind of see like what other people are doing. Yeah. I mean, you know, there's people that have like similar cards and things like that. Like, is it just the card as a brand or is the person actually doing something? Are they part of the brand? Mm-hmm. I would just look, sure, there are people, but like, how do they position themselves?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I think, yeah, even as the founder, like, people are going to be like, oh, you created this. That's amazing. You know? So you're going to have all the brains behind like what you can actually do with these cards, right?
Right on. Yeah, that is so great. And I have to say, Jen, you are one of the key reasons why, because you just push us to be biased toward action and to go and ask questions and stop holding back. I feel so grateful for you. So I just want to publicly say thank you, because so much of this becoming, you know, a reality is because of so much of your support. So thank you.
Aw, well, congratulations to you. I am super excited. I heard your announcement about how many games or cards were being shipped. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And it's just the beginning.
Yay. Awesome. All right. Thank you so much.
Great. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
All righty. Let's see. Let's go to, let's see if there's any other Q&As here. Someone in Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio. Hello.
Oh, hi, it's Elena.
Hi.
Can you hear me? Hi.
Yeah.
Sorry, I sound kind of awful. I've been having dealing with a cold.
That is okay.
So I have like two questions. The first is, after listening actually to probably all of the callers, I guess I'm a little, not confused, but maybe stuck, because like I know who, or I should say I know what I want to do with my clients, but I haven't actually worked with these clients yet, because I'm kind of in a transition with my business at this point. So this is like my, I guess, the next step for my business. So I know I need to do some like market research calls, some free calls with people. So I don't know. I don't know that this is necessarily a question, but I guess I feel a little stuck because, again, I haven't like worked with these people in real life yet. But I know what I want to provide for them. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So what I would do for where you're at, the way that you're going to get clarity is to actually do it. So go find these people that you want to serve and how you want to serve them. And if you have to do, you know, something for really cheap or pro bono, like actually go do it. Because when we stay in our heads with like, okay, I kind of know what I want to do and kind of know who I want to help, you're not going to gain any more clarity by asking yourself more questions. You're going to gain clarity by actually doing it and say, you know, then deciding like, oh, maybe I really don't want to do that, you know, or maybe I really don't want to work with that person. So I would encourage you, even if it's, you know, within the group, find a couple people to talk to first and actually do that, because that's going to give you the most clarity right now.
Okay. Do you think I can also, I have a very, very small following on my, you know, my Facebook likes page. Would that be a good place to kind of offer these, I guess, free calls, or kind of just put it out there and say, okay.
Yeah,
I know, and I know that's
if you have a following of any sort, or if you're active in any groups or anything like that, definitely take advantage. And you can even let people know, like, hey, I'm, you know, I'm testing this out, or, you know, I'm looking to help people with this certain thing. The only thing I want you to make sure of is make sure that you are being very specific, like not just saying like, hey, I can help you with whatever, you know, or I can help anybody. So be very specific. I'm looking for someone who X that is looking to Y, you know, so be very specific when you're doing the calls to make sure that you are actually getting the proper, you know, insights.
Right, right. Okay. Yeah, I know. And I know I've known for a couple weeks now that I need to be doing that. And I guess I'm a little nervous to do it, but
you're doing it now.
Yeah. Yes. Excuse me.
And like I said, definitely take advantage of the group. I know Samuel did that, and, you know, take advantage of the group. I'm sure there's someone in the group that will be willing to hop on the phone with you and help you get that clarity as well.
Okay. And then as far as, I guess, like pinpointing your strengths, and not so much that brag list sheet, but just, again, our strengths. Like, I feel very comfortable, and obviously I know my, like, I guess, technical strengths based on my, you know, education and work experience and all that stuff. But I have a really hard time, I guess, describing or putting words to other strengths. Like, I don't know if I'm I'm sorry, go ahead.
Ask people that are close to you. Yeah, ask other people. It is hard. You know, it's not an easy thing, which is why I'm, like, really encouraging you guys to dive deep into that. You know, mm-hmm. if there's anybody that you've worked with before, past colleagues, friends, your husband, like, whoever, like, what do you see as my strengths? Yeah. Or what am I really good at? What am I awesome at?
Yeah. Yeah, that'll actually, I've done something like that. Yeah, I've done something like that before. It's been a few years, but I asked, like my husband, my sister, and someone else really close to me, but yeah, it's been a while, so I will do that.
Cool.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. I'm going to hop on over to the written questions here, and then I'll get back. I think we have a few more people with their hands raised. And all right, so Rita says, packaging up my one-on-one offers, OBM project manager marketing packages, any advice on how to position myself to attract elite-level clients looking to offer one-on-one services to only 1 to 2 clients a month at 2K price point. So we'll dive into this more, Rita, in next module as far as, like, who your client is going to be and getting clarity around that target market. For now, what I want you to do is to, when you're journaling, just get really, really clear on who that person is. So as you're writing out your journaling, say, you know, I book 2 clients per month at a minimum of 2K price point. They are, you know, ready to invest. They're willing to pay in full. So just get really confident with that. I attract high-end clients. I attract elite-level clients. Start saying things like that, reinforcing that. But next week we'll actually dive into, like, your target market and getting real clarity on your offerings and stuff. All right. I have Crystal, who says, I'm a diet and fitness lifestyle strategist, helping women who struggle with cravings and making clean food and workouts fit into their real life. I'm having some trouble with my own confidence as a coach because I am not a dietitian, certified trainer, or nutritionist. I've just lived the diet struggle myself and consistently maintain a very fit body with ease. How do you suggest handling possible questions and concerns over qualifications? I'm not giving any specific nutrition protocols. It's more about figuring out their daily challenges and triggers. Great question, Crystal. I love this. I have never once been asked about any of my certifications, about my college education, about any of my trainings. People don't care. I'll just put it that way. People do not care. All they care about is that you can actually help them. And number one, you've lived it, which is amazing. Number two, I'm sure that you have clients that have gotten results, testimonials, feedback. People are going to care more about that than a certification. So I wouldn't worry about that. One thing that I feel like is unique to you is that you have lived it. You've dealt with the whole dieting struggle and things like that. For me, I know, you know, when I, you know, there's lots of health and fitness coaches, and the people that I personally connect with are the people that have actually been through it. So I think that's going to be a unique angle for you, is that, hey, I'm not just somebody who's been thin my entire life, and I'm telling you to just exercise and eat kale and you'll be fine, you know. So you've actually lived it, which you're going to be able to relate to your people on a different level. So to answer your question, I don't even worry about it. I would not even worry about it. I guarantee you're not even going to be asked. All right. Let's go to, doesn't have a name, but someone in Everett, Washington. Hello.
Hey, Jen. My name's Jennifer Kelly.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you doing?
Good.
So, I think, you know, after listening to everybody that's had questions so far and hearing that, I guess the, you know, the most resounding thing for me is doing something that you're passionate about. And I actually had a different question, but I think this one's a little bit more important. So how, trying to word this that, so it makes sense and so that I can be as clear as possible, but I am a student midwife, and I have chose my niche kind of based on that. And so I help women who are dealing with infertility to reverse those root causes using diet and lifestyle. And I'm having trouble because, first of all, I can't really relate to them. I had never struggled with infertility myself. But I'm having the most trouble maybe showing authority because I've only just now got my first one-on-one client, so I don't have any testimonials. I can't really relate to them as far as the infertility piece goes. And I've been sending out and nurturing my list that I got through doing a telesummit in July. So I've been kind of nurturing them for the last 3 months, and I get a lot of interest. I've offered, let's see, 3 programs now, and I get lots of people registering for them, but nobody like takes action and actually like pays for the program. And so I guess my question is, should I kind of stick it out and see if I can maybe build some more rapport with my list before actually before I kind of go a little off the deep end and maybe go towards something that I can relate to, like losing weight, using the same techniques. So what do you think there?
What are you passionate about?
So I'm passionate about, and I know, so being a student midwife, I'm passionate about healthy babies. And I know that, a lot of the moms that we worked with, the ones that weren't healthy had lots of complications and stuff. So, making sure that the parents are healthy before they get pregnant is a big deal to me. And I know there's a lot of people out there that don't know how to be healthy. So I guess I'm kind of combining those two into one, right?
That sounds better.
Okay.
Either helping women in general with, their weight loss and getting healthy. Helping people who want to become moms.
Yeah.
Getting healthy. And I actually like your angle of, like, you said there's people that they just don't know how to be healthy. Like, that spoke to me because that's how I am. I'm like, oh, well, what happens when I stop eating cookies? What am I going to eat?
Yeah, right.
I think I like that approach.
Okay.
And it sounds better for me because you've lived that, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So I would go that, like, for you right now, because you're in the beginning stages, I think it's okay to go a little bit more broad. And like I said, in module 2, we'll get a little bit deeper into, like, who you're serving, your target market, and all of that stuff. But I think it's okay to just say, okay, I want to help women with this thing. One thing when it comes to target market, and I'll talk about this next week, is it can be, like, one of two things. Either your target market and your niche can be somebody who – it can be the person, right? So I help women – who want to, or expecting mothers, or I help women who want to have babies, or I help entrepreneurs, right? So it can either be that you're niching down on the person, or it can be that you're niching down on the how, like how you actually help them. So maybe the way you help them is through something specific, not just the general, like, drink smoothies, eat kale, you'll be fine. Maybe you have a different approach.
And I do have a specific approach, and I use lab testing and stuff to see, what if there's food allergies that are involved and things like that. So, and I try to convey that as much as possible to my client, you know, to my list when I am talking to them about the programs that I'm offering and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So, I guess I'm just getting a little bit frustrated because, you know, I feel like I'm offering a lot of value to my list and, you know, they seem interested in the programs that I'm that I am offering to them. But it kind of just stops there.
Yeah. So
maybe it's just me.
Yeah. One quick question. Well, I mean, if you're not having clarity and if you're not passionate about what you're offering, then it's no wonder why they're not responding. I mean, that doesn't surprise me. You know.
Yeah.
So
and that's what
get clearer, right, on like how you actually want to help these people, who you want to help, and when they feel that energy and that passion from you, then they're going to want to take that next step with you.
Okay.
You know, it's kind of like, I mean, they're basically a mirror for what you're doing, right? You're like, you're kind of half in, half out, like, yeah, I'm doing this because that's what I'm doing, but it's not really what I'm passionate about. And the same way, they're like, yeah, I'll register for this thing, but I'm not going to pay for it.
Yeah,
so
right.
They're reflecting back what you're putting out there.
Okay.
So for you, I would definitely do a lot more on the journaling end. We'll dive deeper into the target market thing next week.
Okay. I just need to get clear on kind of what I really am passionate about, and maybe it's just not.
It may not be what you've been doing, you know, that's okay.
And unfortunately, I think that might be the case, and I was just kind of using my midwifery background as, you know, a way to, you know, show a little bit more authority with these people. So.
Yeah, and you know what?
Okay.
It's not – not an unfortunate thing, and you'll probably hear me say this a bunch in this course, because I feel like anytime we go through a transition in our business, whether we're shifting, you know, business model or ideal client or what we actually do for people, we're actually getting closer and closer to what we're really supposed to do. So I actually think transitions are a beautiful thing. It's not a bad thing. You know, we automatically think, oh my God, I have to start all over, right? But
yeah.
It's really not a bad thing because now you have, like, this experience and you know what to do now.
Mm-hmm.
You're just going to have to shift.
Well, and I'm kind of afraid of that because I've kind of used that as an excuse to quit a couple times. I've tried starting a couple different businesses and, you know, use that as, like, you know, excuse to quit. So I'm like, all right, am I just trying to give myself that excuse or is this really something that, you know, is the real deal. So, yeah, I'll definitely start doing some more journaling to try and get more clarity around that for sure.
Cool.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Going to Alicia. Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great. I'm so super excited to be here with you guys today.
You have such a beautiful and, like, soothing voice.
Oh, thank you. That's actually funny that you say that, and probably a confirmation too, because I get that feedback a lot from clients and just people I work with. And in the beginning, I had to shift my mindset to that being positive because I wanted to be that like rah rah, really loud in your face type of person. So now I've embraced it. Like, no, I'm calm and I'm soothing, and I do like guided meditations and visualizations with my clients. So. It's really neat. So I guess I have two questions. The first one is around like communicating what I do, because I'm going through like one of those transitions again where I'm getting like closer and closer to like my soul's mission. But when I get on the phone for like sales calls now, I kind of like feel like I stumble all over myself and tell like a big long story and share examples. So I know that doesn't really help people get clarity around that. So I guess just to like go there right now. I love working with my clients mostly on mindset, probably around like 80% around mindset, and like really getting the courage to be visible and like express their truths and stand in their full power, and like work on any blocks that are helping them like stay small. And then from there, I do like a little bit of work around like marketing optimization. Typically, like a lot of my clients tend to be in the middle of a launch. And so I help them bring like calm to their chaos. And I feel like I kind of like help calibrate them and keep them on track and optimize. And then also I love integrating like energy work. That's been my newest like thing, like coming out of the woo-woo closet, I guess, and getting them a high vibe and like really aligned with their desires. And it was actually like one of your ads for this program that I saw, you had like messaging around like the revolutionary combo of like leadership and mindset and actions or something like that. And I feel like, you know, like when I communicate it, I kind of have like that triangle where my formula is like mindset and strategic and aligned actions and then like high vibrations. But I don't really know how to package that correctly as far as messaging goes.
To me, everything that you said kind of seemed like it was still under the same umbrella. Like, I didn't really see those as, like, very different things, because even when you're doing, like, you know, the energy work, it, you know, it's a little on the woo, but it really does have to do with the mindset on some level. Same thing with what you were saying with the strategy, like the calm, you know, calming the storm and all that stuff. That's, you know, same thing. It's more mindset than here's how to do a funnel. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I feel like it's all very similar, and you might be overthinking it.
Probably.
But like for you, like figure out like what's that one thing. You know, like doesn't mean that you can't help them with all that other stuff, but like what's the one thing that you want people to be like, oh my God, that's Alicia's thing. Like if you need help with this, you got to go to Alicia.
Yeah. So, like, when I was doing the workbook, I guess, like, my big mission, and I feel like, and I haven't actually, like, said this publicly so far, but I feel like this lifetime, like, I'm supposed to be a light worker who helps heal and balance, like, the feminine and masculine energies in ourselves and in the world. And so I start with, like, money mindset, typically, to, like, lay the foundation and make sure that they can get out of like survival mode and into thriving mode so that my clients can like really show up and make that big impact.
Okay. That seems a little bit more general.
Yeah.
Like, so before I felt like, oh, she has something here specific, but then when you just told me that sounded more broad, more general.
Mm-hmm.
Because lots of people do that, right? Money mindset, blocks, things like that. So how can you get even more specific with, like, maybe it's the way that you do it or who you do it for, which is what I was just telling Jennifer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I know.
Sense?
Yeah, totally. And that's, like, I keep getting, like, variations of this and close to it. So I know, like, my people are conscious, high vibe, like, mission-driven entrepreneurs that are, like, already successful some, but like want to take it to the next level. And then the way that I do it, I guess like a lot of feedback that I get is people saying that I really dive deep with them and they feel raw but protected. And I'm really like gentle and provide like a lot of unconditional love, but I also call them out on their bullshit and don't let them like sneak something under the rug.
So I like the gentle but calm, or the gentle but, like, tough thing. I think that could be an angle for you. Because you are, like, if somebody gets on the phone with you, they're going to say what I just said, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, ooh, you're so calming and gentle. But then if you were to, like, crack the whip on me, I'd be like, whoa,
yeah.
What's going on? You know?
That's like a pattern interrupt, yeah. Surprising, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like what Tony Robbins does that, right, where he just, like, curse or talk about blowjobs or something to, like, get people to pay attention to him.
Yeah, well, that's actually, like, funny that you said that because I have training in his coaching modality as a strategic interventionist, so I bring a lot of that in as well.
Yeah, no, I think that could be, like, your unique thing, you know? It's like, yes, I'm here, I'm the, you know, the calm to your storm, but I'm not afraid to call you out on your bullshit.
I'm just writing that down. I love that as far as, like, the messaging. So I totally get that, like, when I'm having a conversation with somebody, but I guess I feel like I'm still lacking some clarity maybe in, like, the bigger picture. I don't know if it's like maybe the one-liner that I'm looking for, or like when I'm communicating what I do, like, because that sounds specific, but like general at the same time.
Yeah. Well, that's just your unique angle. So next week is actually the big picture process. So I'm preparing you for that. So next week is when we're going to dive deeper into that, that bigger picture of like what you do and who you do it for. But I like that, you know, that's like your twist. That's your unique thing. Is that's how you help people grow their business, not by like actual strategy, but, you know, mindset.
Okay, cool. I guess like, yeah, and that's my own mindset stuff, because I do have like a really strong background in like the marketing and funnels and like optimization, but it's not, it's like in my zone of excellence, and it's not what lights me up and I'm passionate about. But I feel like I still have some conditioning to lose around there, around like people pay for tangible results like funnels, and it's harder to express.
You'll still have tangible results, you know, from your clients. Yeah. And it's like what I was saying before. It doesn't mean you don't help people with that stuff. You can still help your clients with that. It's just like, what are you leading with?
Okay, cool.
That makes Starbucks sense. That's example. Just... Remember that.
The Starbucks example?
Yeah. So I talked about it on the kickoff call where I said, like, what does Starbucks sell?
Oh, okay. I'll have to listen to that. I haven't had a chance
coffee,
to go
right?
Either.
They sell coffee.
Yeah.
Right, but if you go into Starbucks, you can get sandwiches and cake and water and all kinds of stuff. But they don't market that. They don't say, "Hey, come to Starbucks and get cakes and cookies and all this stuff." They say, "Come and get coffee." Right. So it's the same way when you're in your business and your branding. Same thing. What's that one thing that you want to be known for, that you want to lead with? But it certainly doesn't mean that you don't help people with all the other stuff too.
Okay, that makes sense. That actually feels really good. And then the next question is around like getting clarity on how I communicate like my conflict and controversy. And I'm not sure that like I think I understand it. But for me, like I'm really passionate about not hustling and burning out in your business 24/7, and like the combination of kind of like hustle and flow, and like gaining to that alignment with your desires and in your business. So I think that's my controversy and conflict, but I'm not really sure that I understand that concept fully.
Nope, I get it. I like it. It totally is, because you're like, hey, I'm going to help you grow your business, or I'm going to help you be successful, but you don't have to do it with, like, hard hustle.
Okay, cool.
I like the hustle and flow, too. I like that terminology. Because hustle means different things to different people too, right?
Yeah.
Like for me, one of my things this year is like, you know, my words are like ease, flow, effortlessness. If it doesn't fit into that, I don't want to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
And I can still grow my business, you know, and I can still have a successful business without doing like the quote unquote hard work, the hustle. So, yeah.
Okay. Perfect. That totally clears all that up for me then. Thank you so much,
cool.
Jen.
You're welcome. All righty. Going to Aditi. Hello.
Hey.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Fantastic.
So I wanted to ask about the controversy conflict. So working with spiritual entrepreneurs, I find that a lot of people find marketing to be icky or like egotistical and not really spiritual. So I was thinking, what if my conflict were to be marketing is spiritual? You're turning on your light so people need, no?
I love it.
You do love it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love it. There's actually a book called Spiritual Marketing.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. It's, what the heck is his name? His name escapes me. He's a pretty famous guy, Joe Vitale.
Okay.
No, I love it, right? Because you're absolutely right. I see it all the time. You know, people are like, but I'm an empath. I'm this and I'm that. And I don't know numbers and stop talking about six figures. And, you know, but it's like, but no, like, you know, marketing is spiritual. Sales is serving. Sales is spiritual. So I love it.
Right. Perfect. Okay. And then I also wanted to ask about how are you unique? So one thing I find that I think that makes me unique is when I see a lot of people teaching marketing, like marketing coaches, I don't see them teaching about confidence to actually implement the marketing strategies. And I incorporate confidence with the marketing because I've noticed with my clients, I can give them all the marketing strategies, but if they don't have the confidence to actually execute it, then nothing happens. So So I help people with their visibility fears and all of that.
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. And then I also just wanted to ask any more support that you had. I know I had posted in the group about how my family's freaking out about my post, and just wondering if you had any more thoughts about that, because I've been, now I'm like scared to post on Facebook because I'm like, oh my God, is my family going to cry and have a tantrum fit? Like, it's been tough for me to deal with.
They'll get over it, number one. I mean, it sucks, right? Because you don't want to make feel uncomfortable and things like that, but you have to do what's good for you, and I think that by doing that, you are you're paving the way for your potential clients. You know, they're going to see you do that and be like, wow, you know, she's really amazing. She's actually living what she's teaching us, the confidence, the, you know, just putting yourself out there, getting over those fears of like, yeah, people aren't going to like it, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, I congratulate you for doing that. I know it probably sucks, you know, to have to deal with that and your parents crying and, you know, all that stuff. I have very old school parents who, like, I was just telling this story the other day, like, my mom, like, has a heart attack if I don't spend New Year's with her, New Year's Eve. And I'm like, but mom, like, it sucks. Like, I don't want to sit here and not have fun because you want me with you, you know? So it's like, you know, not breaking the rules, but I would say more for you, it's like starting a new tradition or starting a new movement of like, this is who I am and I'm going to live who I am, you know? So I'm proud of you for doing that.
Okay. Thank you. That's what I was thinking. I guess I can use this story with my family to help my clients when they struggle with it too.
Totally. Totally. It could be a blog post. It could be, you know, you could talk about it on a podcast.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I mean, we're creating these stories, right? And the journey. So
okay,
I mean,
perfect.
You did it. You already did it.
So
you know, how much worse? It can't get worse.
Yeah, I don't think so.
All right.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right. I have one last person with their hand raised, and then there's a couple questions in the group I'll get to. Courtney, hi.
Hi, Jan. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. How are you?
Oh, I'm well. How are you doing?
Fantastic.
I was like, oh, please, please pick up because I have to get jump on a podcast interview. So I'm going to be really, really fast. These questions have been great, and I have been jotting notes down. But I guess to start off to say that I'm passionate. What I'm really, really passionate about is helping people communicate thank you. Especially business owners, because, you know, we get into the routine of everything is so busy, we don't have time to sit down and just say thank you to our clients. And, you know, in the world of communication, I mean, technology, where we have, you know, a quick email, a quick text message, is so impersonal. So I work with busy professionals and entrepreneurs to help them stay connected to their clients via handwritten communications. And that's, like, the one thing that, you know, I feel like I could just stand on top of the world and yell about is, you know, staying connected and just saying thank you for even believing in me or supporting me or, you know, helping me to make my dream come true. And I don't see a lot of that, you know, from business owners sitting down to just, you know, take a moment to reflect on how one client has helped them build their business or, you know, so on and so forth. But my thing that I tend to run into is I can say that I want to do the clients and the entrepreneurs, but I also want to tap into the executive assistants, the personal assistants, because I used to be a celebrity personal assistant, and then the administrative assistant. So it's kind of like I know that before you were saying how, you know, you can have more than one target market, But you can, what is that one thing that you really want to be known for? And I don't know if I should put the Tamarind Communications first, just to say thank you, or should I put the Passion About Me? I don't know at this point. I really don't know, because my brain is like scatterbrain, and I feel like it does come back to one root, which is handwritten communications, but it's just trying to bring that message back to the root so I can pick out that one thing that I really, really, really want to be known for.
Yeah, I mean, I liked what you said in the very beginning, you know, about bringing people back to saying thank you. Like, I thought that was really, I mean, because I remember you sent me a card, I remember. And so, yeah, I think that is, I like that for, like, your tagline, and I think that it doesn't matter who as far as your target market, because you have that core message. So it can be either the entrepreneur or it can be the executive. That I don't think that part really matters. It's your core messaging that matters here, and I actually feel like you are clear on it. And I also think, like, as you were, like, the executive assistants, like, I was thinking even, like the VAs, like, I would maybe even target, like, the VAs or the OBMs and say, hey, bring this to your coach, you know, or bring this to the person that you're working for. They should be doing this, you know. Yeah, I like that.
Perfect. That makes me feel really good, because I know as a creative, I can sit down and I just, it seems like I keep running around this message. And for me to say it, it's like sometimes I don't feel as confident as I should when I do say that. But once I get to talking about it and telling people why they should do A, B, C, and D, I feel more confident. It's just, I guess, that initial opening statement to kind of pique the interest, like, oh, yeah. Because most of the time when you tell people that, you know, you do handwritten communications or however I present it, depending on who I'm talking to, you can kind of tell if they're going to be interested to learn more or if it's going to be like, oh, okay, that's great. You know, so.
You know what? I mean, and it's funny, too, right, because everything's electronic now. So people, I feel like people would be interested, because they'd be like, well, what do you mean by that? You know, like, tell me more about that. You know, and it's like, hey, we're just going back to the roots, right, of the handwritten letters, notes and things like that, you know.
Yeah, right. And it is just creating that memory, you know, the lifelong memory, because, you know, I always tell people that you don't receive, you know, a thank you note for purchasing this extravagant car. The first thing you receive is your first payment. But for me, if I invest in something like that, I think at least the salesperson should just, you know, pay the common courtesy to sit down and just tell me thank you for it.
And here's one thing I'm going to challenge to do. I would, you know, for something like you, like, I would go for elite level people. And I would think about, okay, well, maybe if I go spend 20 grand on a car, I'm probably not going to get a thank you note. But if I buy a Tesla or if I buy a Range Rover, if I buy a whatever, do I get one? Probably. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So I would start you, like, shifting into, like, this elite level thinking of, like, that's who you want your clients to be, because you want – they're going to stand out, right, as the person who is doing something different.
Okay.
Makes sense?
Thank you so much. Yes, it makes perfect sense. Thank you so much, Jen.
You're welcome. All righty. If anybody else has a question, you can do star two. I'm just going to answer the two questions that are in the thread right now. But if anybody else is on, you can press star two. All right, so I have Najeda. She says, the call is great with lots of info. Have to run off the call. I help purpose-driven women, coaches, creatives embrace their true selves, show up authentically in their lives and businesses, and do the work that lights them up and allows them to make a positive impact on the world. My struggle is, how do I package self-love, spirituality, authentic being, outspoken, and visibility for my ideal clients? So we'll dive into this deeper next week, Najeda, but what I want to say is I want you to go back to the Starbucks example again. There's a lot there as far as, like, oh, you don't want to sell self-love, spirituality, authenticity, outspokenness, and visibility. What is, like, the one thing that you want to be known for? And remember, this does not mean that you don't help people with the other stuff. It just means this is what you lead with. This is what you're known for. So figure out which one of those things you want to be known for, and that's what you're actually going to package. And then everything else is going to fall in, you know, in with that. So really figure out why people are coming to you. Are they coming for you because they need to learn how to, you know, step up and speak up? Is it they're coming to you because they want to learn about authenticity? Is it more about visibility? So figure out which one it is that your people are going to come to you from, and that's the one I want you to lead with. All right. Annie says, can't get on the call live. My program is for those in transition in life to get clear on their gifts and learn how to use them to be of service to others. Ideally, monetize that gift or set of gifts. Right now, my clients are mostly mothers who have had a successful working careers but are lacking personal fulfillment and are often feeling pulled to be a more present woman, mother, wife, but still need to be doing something. I have begun to modify the work and have created a program for preteens and teens lately, and in bouncing the idea off of others, getting more incredible reception. So my question is, who am I marketing to now? Can I have an adult and a teen program? I'm doing the same thing, but it's modified for kids. Do I funnel in adult clients and their kids? How do I gain trust of a non-client adult so they hand over their children? That's a great question, Annie. I get that a lot. I've worked with a lot of people who are in that space where they're, you know, their actual client is the child or the teen. In this case, I think because you're working with preteens, I feel like you may have two different sections here. So the first one is going to be the customer is going to be whoever can pay. So the customer is going to be the parent. So in that, I would probably do something where it's like a tandem thing or like, you know, the child and the mother. So when you develop your program, I would do both. So the child and the mother, and then maybe you have one program that's just for the parents and then one program that's just for the teens. As far as the teens, you would want to create awareness with them and rapport with them so that maybe they might say, hey, Mom, I want this. So you kind of have like a two-prong thing here, and but the actual customer, your actual customer is the one who pays, which is going to be the parent. So I hope that answers your question. But like I said, yeah, I would definitely do like probably three programs. One that's both the mom and like mommy and me. I mean, that sounds corny because you're doing teens, but you know, something like a mommy and me, one that's just for the mothers to understand their child better, and then one for the teens. And maybe even the teen thing is more like a workshop or something, you know, in person where you can get a bunch of the teens together. All right. Samuel Ferrati says, getting more and more clarity, still doing the free coaching calls to decide what lights me up. Either business or life coaching, no questions today. Cool. All right. I got Tina. Hi.
Hi, Jen. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. So I really love all the work that we've been doing so far, and I really really appreciate that we're just jumping into action. I feel like it's so different from some of the other courses that I've taken. So I really wanted you to know that first, that I'm really excited about, like, the next 8 weeks. My question to you is, I kind of just wanted to talk to you a little bit more about mindset and confidence. You've answered a lot of the other questions I've had through other people, but I was hoping you could share a little bit more about your experience in the first year. Just kind of what were some specific things that, like, really helped you get momentum, or were there any, like, specific things that were, like, big confidence boosters for you? Because for me, I feel like I'm transitioning into this as I'm, like, wanting to leave my current business and start this new coaching business.
Yeah, I mean, I think definitely two of the things, I actually just posted something in my group about it. Mindset, for sure. That's why we're starting here. Mindset was really, I mean, I struggled my first year because I didn't have that in place. I actually didn't even know what it was. I had no idea that I had money stories and all that stuff. So working around my mindset and my money stories was a huge catalyst to, like, actually making progress in my business, which is why I'm passionate now about sharing that with you guys. The other thing is environment, getting yourself around people who are on the same mission as you, who are going to support you, because a lot of times, especially, I mean, I don't know what your other business is that you're leaving, but the people in the quote-unquote real world, they don't understand, they don't get you, and it's going to be it's easy to get derailed or it's easy to get discouraged when you don't have people in your life that support you and believe in your vision. So having people around you and getting that support, even if it's just like, you know, people in this group, or starting your own little, you know, four-person mastermind, you know, where it's free, you know, but you guys there are there supporting each other. Another thing that moved the needle for me was I actually just worked with a coach, and she had a very small Facebook group for the people that she was working with, her clients, and that's when I really got the support that I needed. And I was like, holy crap, like these people like really believe in me and support me. And I don't even have people in my regular life that believe in what I do. They just look at me like I'm insane when I tell them what I do or what I'm trying to do. So definitely mindset, figuring out if you have any like money stories, money blocks, and then your environment. Mm-hmm. Put yourself around people who are on the same path as you and who are going to support you fully.
Okay. And then for, like, the actual coaching, was there, like, a certain level? Because I just feel like I'm in a place where I should just be coaching for free right now. What are your thoughts around that?
You don't have to coach for free if you don't want to. It's, you know, you can or you can't, you know what I mean? And for me, what I did was in the very beginning when I was transitioning, I did a bunch of free coaching calls, but they were limited. So when I did it, I was like, okay, I'm doing these and they're done, you know? And for me, the way that I looked at it was I was getting more out of it. You know, obviously I was helping them and everything, but two things I wanted to get out of those quote-unquote free calls was, number one, clarity, helping, like knowing that I actually could help people, knowing that I actually could get results. So, and also market research on that end, because I was able to really figure out like who my ideal client was, what they were struggling with, and why they needed me. The other thing was testimonials. So after I would do like a quote-unquote free coaching call, I would send a follow-up like immediately and just say, hey, thank you so much for taking the time out. If you got anything out of this session, would you mind filling out this brief feedback survey? It's going to help me become a better coach. And it was literally like a four-question survey. You know, what did you, you know, what was your struggle? What did you walk away with? And then the third one was just like, if you have any additional feedback or would like to give me a testimonial, you can write that here. And so I got a ton of testimonials by doing that.
Okay.
And then after that, I just went and I was like, okay, now I'm going to do like a quick, like, I'm just going to charge $150 for a session.
Mm-hmm.
So they weren't free, but they were cheap enough that people jumped on it. And it was like my quote-unquote no-brainer offer that I did. Again, I did the same mm-hmm. thing. I got back. I got testimonials from those people. I proved that I knew what the heck I was doing. Those people were talking about me in groups saying, oh my gosh, just had this amazing session with Jen. Like that's really how like I got the traction in the beginning when I transitioned. So if you're going to do free or low cost, use it to your advantage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't look at it as like, okay, I don't want to work for free. You know what I mean? Use it as, you know what?
Right.
I'm doing this for market research. I'm doing this so other people can, you know, talk about me and rave about me. And I'm doing this to get testimonials so that I can now leverage those things when I want to charge $500 an hour.
Okay.
Make sense?
Awesome. Yes. Thank you.
Cool. All right. Anything else?
Nope.
Okay. Cool. It doesn't look like we have anybody else with their hand raised, but I'll give you guys another second or two. And also, let me see if there's anything in the Q&A box. I think I got those all. That's all right. It looks like you guys are good. All right. So for anybody that is listening to the replay, if you have additional questions, of course, post them in the group. If you would just keep them specific to this module, which is mindset, leadership, changing your operating system, anything that has to do with what you stand for, your uniqueness. Next week, we're diving into the big picture process, diving more into how you help people or how you help people and who you help, who your target market is, and all of that fancy stuff. And I will be also, like I said, very active in the group. So make sure that you tag me. If you make a post and you don't tag me, I might not see it. So if there's something specific that you want me to see, just make sure that you tag me. And I'll see you guys in a couple days. Bye.
The moderator has left the conference.